But first.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Good job last week, you two.
Oh, thanks.
Never again.
Actually, I have a correction.
Oh, okay. Let's get into it.
All right. Corrections.
I was talking about Big Fatty's special chair. Because I was also talking about my secret doorway.
You called it a secret chair.
I called it a secret chair.
Yeah. It could be your secret special chair.
Oh. I don't think his is very secret, though.
No, everyone knows. Everyone
publicly
knows.
Known special chair. Wow, that was a really important correction. Thanks for that, Dan.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was talking about Big Fatty's.
But first.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3128 of the BFO for Tuesday the 4th of February 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more so-so questions and some voice letters. Big Fatty, I have a so-so question. Can you fuck it up more than you did Sunday? Hello, vocals, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your vocals today, Big Fatty, you know, you're very well known for your 20 minutes of silence, and now you'll be equally known for your 20 minutes of background music. Oh, yes, indeed. For those of you who did not listen, as at halftime of the Superb Owl, y'all, sure enough, Big Fatty recorded my little segment. I pre-record most of that little show, because y'all, I just don't have time to get it all in. I do you big game, but I always have a little segment that I recode, and y'all, I do it at the two minute timeout at the end of the first half, and just kind of recapping the score of the game and the advertisements that I've seen. By the way, y'all, I think I forgot to mention was the Bill Murray one of Groundhog Day, because, Sunday was Groundhog Day, and that was a movie he was in, too. Y'all, it was cute. It was cute. But anyway, so I recorded that little part, and I did all my bumping and grinding that that you have to do, and then I uploaded it and sent it to post, and I pinged the about 10 different things you have to do, and sure enough, I get a message from Moose P. We're not really hearing anything except your recap of part of the game and a lot of music, just a whole lot of music. And I went, oh, how have I fucked this up? So y'all, I went back and it was the entire show without the vocals. And it was the start of my 13th year, and I fucked it up. Big Fatty, just like Archer said about that first episode, it's true. When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers and the cell phones, he means it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, sure enough, I had no idea what I'd done. And y'all, I was afraid. I was afraid I had gone in and I had hit something and erased. I thought I had erased all of the other vocals of the little show. And so, y'all, I went back and I... Big Fatty, I'm sorry we're keeping you up. But I went back and I... opened up the file, and y'all, I'd evidently recorded the part about the game on a separate file, because it was there, and y'all, I had hit the mute button for all the other vocals. And y'all, I thought I'd thrown it away, and I didn't know how I was going to fix it. And so y'all, when I saw it was just muted, I was so relieved. And so y'all, I redid it and bumped it and grinded it. What is it the old gal used to say? It had bounce. I bounced it. y'all, it's and I reposted it, and y'all, then of course, once it was reposted, and the winners, by the way, if you don't know who the winners are, y'all, number three fan is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show, Francie 57, yes, McGrady, and the number two fan was my Northeast straight daddy, Dan, and y'all, it was a Grover Cleveland, y'all, I think Lamont Cranston posted that, oh, we've had our first Grover Cleveland, and y'all, I didn't know what the hell he was, you know, I thought that was kind of like a blue waffle or something, but y'all, I went and I had to goggle it, and evidently Grover Cleveland was president, and then he left the presidency, and then he was reelected president again. So y'all, that made the cause, y'all, this was our first repeat number one fan, and cause he was number one fan, and then he left, and then he's become number one fan. So it's a Grover Cleveland, big, very much better than a blue waffle, and y'all, it's Bill in St. Louis, yes, McFetty. And so y'all, of course, once all of that posted, you know, there were congratulations, but nobody spoiled it, and every one of the congratulatory messages ended with, it's rigged, Big Fatty, if they only knew. Was the happy music rig? No, and neither was the contest. But anyway, y'all, congratulations to Mean Keen and to Plan 9, that's Greg, and to everyone else that lives in Kansas, which evidently is where the Kansas City Chiefs their home is. Big Fatty, you're fucking it up again. Needless to say, they were very happy. Y'all, I gotta say, the quarterbacks for the 49ers and the Chiefs, y'all, it's touching. Inappropriate touching while I was watching the game. Y'all, I made the little ham sandwiches and had a few other little nibbles to enjoy during the game. And so, y'all, didn't see any of the halftime show because I was busy fixing the fuck up. Big Fatty fixing the fuck up. The BFO, that's a new, what is that called? A new tagline. Fixing the fuck up. Once the game was over, y'all, I was getting ready to settle down for a warm, cold winter's nap, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Yes, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, Betty. Anyway, y'all, I was on the grin dog and baby. Betty, okay, just call. I know. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it's It's a. I was on the Grand Doctor, and y'all, this 25-year-old is like, "Hey, everybody, can I come over?" And I'm like, "Well, I didn't know who it was." And y'all, we chatted for a little bit, and it weren't going to be any kind of prolonged thing. Y'all, it's just going to be a little bobo Fatty, we don't need to hear the details. But y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. It made me have a superb howl. Fatty, a superb howl. But y'all, it was wonderful. Wonderful. And, so y'all, he left, and y'all, I got out the shop vac, Fanny. anyway, and y'all, I went to sleep, slept like a baby, y'all. It was wonderful, and got up on Monday morning and had my coffee, and y'all fixed me a little sausage biscuit or two, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk of the day, got in my 10,000 steps, and y'all got back here to the, y'all, and that takes me about an hour and a half to do that walk, anyway, got back here to the villa, and y'all, I was sitting out on the porch, just looking through the Twitty messages, y'all, I got a message from the Americans Express, that I could get two times the miles if I bought an Apple Snack watch today. And I said, well, you know, that's something I was thinking about, but I wasn't real sure. And I said, well, but for two times the miles, I might do that. So y'all, I went over and I looked at them, and y'all, I ordered one, and I got the smaller face and a space gray. And then it looks like kind of a metal mesh band in space. And I did not get the cellular telephonic device connection. And y'all, the 2nd of March, it's going to be a month before it comes. but y'all, I went in and I bought it on my Apple Snack card so that I'd get the 3% cash back. And right after that transaction was completed, I realized that it was the American Express card that was giving me the double mileage. So poor Big Freddy. So I'm not going to get the double mileage anyway. But anyway. So then, y'all, I have been just got my share, and I've just been relaxing around the villa here. Y'all, there were the next door, the house next door, they were having some evidently some sort of plumbing problems. Fatty. So y'all, there were these two hot workmen that were running around, and I was just kind of sitting there touching myself inappropriately. Fatty, you are just vulgar.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original and very unimpressive and unstimulating bumper. Y'all, going back to my list of questions here, another one from Kathy. Kathy Bacon, her question is Snotty Scotty going to NOLA? Well, first of all, Kathy, thank you so much. Clearly, clearly a question that very few people are interested in knowing. I believe that that he has decided that he would rather stay and work in the salt mine there in the future and breathe in the smoke, inhale the smoke, smoke inhalation. Beef, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Rather than come to Pride 48, y'all, we've got another one here. Y'all, this one's from Moose P, and it says, "Dearest Poodle, oh, Big Fatty, it's from me." Well, it's a so-so question for Poodle. It says right there. It says, "Dearest Poodle, I feel since you are such an expert on cakes that you'd be most qualified to answer this question. Historically, Marie Antoinette is credited with saying, Big Fatty, you can't say credited with let them eat cake. Does this mean she was the first person into rimming? Moose, well, Big Fatty, I'll handle this. Moose, first of all, thank you so much for the question. I normally don't care anything about so-so question month, and I will say that this is a question that proves why I'm not interested in so-so question month, because it's you've asked a vulgar question. And rather than rimming or use of a special chaya or a secret chaya, I would say that I would much rather be involved with licking the beavers, not the beavers, the beaters. Fatty, I don't believe I said licking the beavers. Well, you know, sometimes you just gotta grab them by the beaver. Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, more sad news to pass along to you. Many of you know Veritable Virgo. Y'all, I've met Veritable out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages, and y'all, if you follow VV, as he goes by, a big part of his life are his kitty cats, and y'all, for the past week, one of his kitty cats, I believe it's Harry, was just not himself, and VV had taken him to the doctor and all, and they did some testing and all, but y'all, they were trying some different things, and y'all, I'm sorry to say that on Sunday, I think it was Sunday, Harry passed away, and so y'all keep Veritable Virgo in your thoughts and send him some good wishes and thoughts. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all didn't get around to the voice letters today. Y'all, I am going to try to catch up on voice letters on the Friday and Monday shows, because y'all, I'm heading to Atlanta starting Thursday, and I won't be back until Tuesday of next week. So hopefully I'll get caught up on some of those. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the gayish little show, and fucking Dan, y'all, he accused me of fucking up the show on Sunday so I'd get more listeners. Anything else, Dan?
I was talking about Big Fatties.
But first.
Big Fatty, if your butt is first, we don't want to hear what comes second.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.